Welcome to Thinks Out Loud, internet marketing expertise your business needs. I'm Tim Peter. Well, hello again, everybody. Welcome back to Thinks Out Loud, your source for all the internet marketing expertise your business needs. My name is Tim Peter. Today is Wednesday, March 26th, 2014. We've got a great, great show for you. Thanks so much for tuning in. I really appreciate it. As I do from time to time, I'm going to start with an email. There's a lot to talk about, but I very happily received an email from Dave in San Francisco. Hey, Dave, welcome to the program. Thanks so much for reaching out. And Dave has a question that's pretty near and dear to my heart, and apparently based on what's been going on with the podcast and the traffic and things like that, pretty near and dear to your heart, too. Dave really was following up with regard to episode 63 and episode 62 that talked about friction-free e-commerce and how mobile changes e-commerce and things like that, and wanted to know how big is e-commerce and how big is mobile commerce, and even more importantly, how big do I really think they're going to get? Well, this is a great question, Dave, and this is really important that you pay attention to things like this, that we all pay attention to things like this, because the numbers are big and they're getting much, much bigger quickly. Very, very, very quickly. Marketing Charts has a list of the estimated e-commerce share of total 2014 retail sales for the U.S. and Europe. And they currently say that in the United States, e-commerce is about 14% of all retail sales. And it's projected that it could grow to almost 20% within just a couple of years. Now, those are good numbers, and those are big numbers and worth paying attention to. But what I thought was really interesting in the data that Marketing Charts lists is that they said that what's worth noting are the percentage of the population that shops online. And what we see is that 46% of the population of Europe shops online. In the United States, it's 55%. And in the UK, it's 67%. Now, those are big, big numbers. You're talking about, you know, half to two-thirds of the population of various places shopping online. They may not always buy online, but they're shopping online. And it varies by country. Some countries are significantly lower, to be entirely fair. But the numbers are big. You're talking 20, 30, 40, 50, 60, almost 70%, depending on what country you're in, of the population is shopping online. And now that more and more people are carrying the internet in their pocket, carrying it with them wherever they go, then obviously those numbers are continuing to grow. I've talked about this for weeks, about how big mobile has been getting. I wrote a piece a few weeks ago that said, and pardon my French, but holy crap, mobile's bigger than you even thought. Because it's getting huge and quickly, incredibly quickly. And that's why I always say that it's all e-commerce. Because when 50% or more of your customers are shopping online, before they make any purchase decision, not just the ones that they make online, but the ones that they make offline, that's huge. Half or more of your customers are shopping online all the time. That's an enormous, enormous thing. And so I wrote a piece earlier this week that talked about the seven fastest ways to improve your e-commerce effectiveness. And the whole premise of this piece was really about, where should you put your energies? Where should you put your attention? You know, if you could build a new website, or if you could make your website mobile responsive, or if you could beef up your email campaigns, or beef up your email marketing, where should you put your energies? And what I said was, really, and what I still say is, that you need to put your energies first and foremost on understanding your customer better. Because when you do that well, then everything else you do, whether it be mobile or social or local or search or your website or an app or any of those kinds of things, will work so much more effectively. Because you're really looking at, what does my customer need? You're really looking at, how can I help my customer achieve their goals? And as a result, me achieve my goals, right? You achieve your goals. You accomplish what you want to accomplish. And there's a ton of ways you can do this. I listed 7. One, you can review your web analytics. You know, make it a point to go through your numbers and see where people spend their time, where they come into your site, where they exit your site, where they bounce, where they spend very little time. You can conduct an A-B test. I talk about A-B tests all the time, but you can go ahead and test to see what's actually engaging customers and what they're not getting involved with. You can use sites like usertesting.com. By the way, full disclosure, I'm not an affiliate. I have no relationship. I just really like the tool. I use it all the time so that you can see how your customers interact with content on the functionality on your site so that you can improve it. You can use heat mapping tools like Crazy Egg or Clicktail, so that you can see where people are scrolling to and which items they're clicking on and where they seem to be spending a lot of time. You can do things like look at social media sites and read reviews that people write about your business and your brand. You can survey your customers. I realize that seems awfully old school, but there's lots of ways you can do it online, or you can just conduct an regular survey the way we've done for years to hear what your customers have to say. And then finally, you can actually just go and talk to customers. If you have a retail storefront, or you have a call center, or you have a place where your employees interact with customers day in and day out, then by all means, go do that and listen to what they have to say. And what that will do for you is help you uncover what it is your customers want, what it is they care about, and how you can help them improve what they need to do, what it is they want to accomplish. And I've probably said this 1,000 times in my career, but if you make it easy for your customers to accomplish the things you want them to accomplish, you'll accomplish your goals too. This is what I was talking about a couple of weeks ago in episode 62 with regard to why friction-free e-commerce matters. You want to remove friction from the process. You want to make it easy for people to accomplish their goals. And your customers increasingly expect this. I talked about this in episode 63 when we talked about how mobile changes e-commerce and how your customers have the information at their fingertips again and again and again. You know, I've told this story for years about this guest going into a hotel. I used to work for a hotel company, and a guest went into the front desk and he asked how much it was for a room. And the front desk clerk said that it was going to be $129. Can I go ahead and book that for you? And the guest said, let me think about it for a second, and wandered into the lobby bar and pulled out his laptop and went on to a online travel agency, found the same room for $99, booked it, closed his laptop, walked back to the front desk and said, I'd like to check in. I have a reservation. Now, today, that guest wouldn't even need to get out of line. They just need to pull out their iPhone or their Android phone, pull up their favorite online travel agency app, and book. When we talk about showrooming in retail stores for people who sell consumer packaged goods or other types of products and services, housewares, any type of product from that perspective, electronics, etc., it's a piece of cake for customers to compare prices, compare value propositions, compare feature sets, and answer their two key questions of why should I buy this product or service, and why should I buy it from you? And that's what I mean when I say it's all e-commerce. When I realize I say that again and again and again, but the reason I do is because that's what I mean. If you look at where top marketers are spending their money, this is another marketing charts chart where they talk about the biggest increases that chief marketing officers are putting in their budget for the next year are in email, social, search, display advertising, online display, and mobile. And the biggest decreases are in print, direct mail, and radio and TV, broadcast media. Which that should tell you something about where they're seeing the value, where your competitors are seeing the value. When you look at things like what Coca-Cola has just done, so Mobile Commerce Daily, mobilemarketer.com, has a piece that talks about how they're actually, Coca-Cola is integrating content that's been user-generated into its TV ads. This is a quote from the article. One of the marketers involved at Coca-Cola said, "Increasingly, especially with young adults and teens, we can't think of them as just mobile users and not ever looking at a television or a more traditional form of media. What Coke has realized and is building into this campaign is that there's no one first screen, second screen, or third screen, meaning it's all screens all the time," which sounds an awful lot like it's all e-commerce. And I was talking about that a couple of weeks ago, talking about how millennials use this information. Actually, this was episode 65, talking about how you can market on the internet to millennials and to Gen X and to boomers because your customers' behaviors are shifting. They're accustomed to finding the information where they want and when they want on the device that they want. And that's huge. Another example, another marketing charts example. I seem to be pulling a lot of stuff from marketing charts today, but that's okay. They talk about how retail transaction data suggests that frequent shoppers aren't necessarily loyal. They may just be using you because you're convenient. Now, how do they know this? They know this from analytics. They know it from the data. And again, data is just a digital artifact. It's just an artifact that exists because customers are using these digital media. And so when you put this all together, all of these things help you understand your customer better, help you figure out how to tell your story most effectively through online channels, and help you reach your customer, whether it's a millennial, whether it's a Gen X, whether it's a boomer. So getting back to Dave's question about how big this is, the answer is it's big. It's real big. It's at minimum, 13 or 14%. But in reality, it's all e-commerce. Whether it's how you use your analytics to understand your customer, whether it is using mobile to reach that customer more effectively, whether it is using social to engage with a customer or search to help your customer find you, all these pieces come together to help your customer solve their problem. And when you do it well, they're going to buy from you. And when you don't, they're going to buy from your competitor. So when we talk about how big it is, it's not how big it is to the market, it's how big it is to you. And increasingly, the number is huge. Now, looking at the clock on the wall, we are about out of time for this week. So, as ever, I would like to thank you so much for tuning in. I do appreciate you being here. And I'd like to remind you that you can subscribe to the podcast by going to timpeter.com/podcast and subscribing in any of the episodes. Or you can go to iTunes or Stitcher Radio or your favorite podcatcher and do a search for Tim Peter Thinks, Tim Peter Thinks Out Loud, or just plain old Thinks Out Loud. And just like Dave did this week, you can email me at podcast@timpeter.com. Again, that email address is podcast@timpeter.com. I do love to hear from you. I really enjoy getting your emails. And as ever, I really appreciate you tuning in. It is such a pleasure having you here. It's such a pleasure engaging with you each week. I hope you have a terrific rest of the weekend. I hope you have a fantastic weekend. And I look forward to seeing you right back here next week on Thinks Out Loud. Take care, everybody.